Welcome to the Liberty and Democracy Podcast. Are you a passionate believer in liberty and democracy? Are you concerned about the growing infiltration of Marxist and socialist ideology in our politics, media, and culture? This podcast was created by a citizen of the United States who was born and raised in Romania, a socialist country in Eastern Europe, during the 1970s and 1980s. As more and more members of our youth pivot towards Marxism, socialism, and communism in the United States of America and beyond, now, more than ever, it is important to focus on liberty and democracy, instead of the alluring Marxist and socialist trends which, as history repeatedly has shown, lead to repressive authoritarian regimes. Marxism does not lead to utopia either in the United States of America, or anywhere else in the world. Let us question governments, policies, and manufactured social progressivism. Let us go back to the times when it was okay for us to agree to disagree.
Welcome to the Liberty and Democracy Podcast. For the next few months, our podcast episodes published on Fridays will include excerpts from Maestro Cercia's ebook, The Fall of California Under Leftist Rule, to help you understand further the negative effects of Marxist and socialist ideology that has turned perhaps the most beautiful state of the United States of America into a state people struggle to survive and often wish to leave. Are you ready? Let's begin.
Welcome to the Liberty and Democracy Podcast. In today's episode, we will listen to Maestro Cercia's ebook, The Fall of California Under Leftist Rule. And now, let's focus on Chapter 1, Calamity of Socialist Policies, including subchapter Facts Over Falsehoods. Are you ready? Let's begin. Chapter 1, Calamity of Socialist Policies. Facts Over Falsehoods. As I sit here in my small home in South Orange County, California, the weight of the past weighs heavily on my mind. I was born and raised in the socialist nightmare of Romania, where the false promises of equality and social justice masked the brutal realities of government oppression, economic stagnation, and the erosion of individual freedoms. Now, I find myself watching in dismay as the same dangerous ideologies that ravaged my homeland take root in this once prosperous state. It is my duty as a citizen of California, as well as a survivor of socialism, to speak out against the relentless march of Marxist-inspired policies that threaten to undermine the very foundations of this great nation. In the face of misinformation and political rhetoric, I believe it is crucial to present an evidence-based analysis of the detrimental economic impact of socialist interventions. Only by confronting these falsehoods with the cold, hard facts can we hope to prevent the same tragedies that unfolded in my country from being repeated here. The central proposition that I aim to analyze is this: socialist policies, when implemented, inevitably lead to economic decline, reduced standards of living, and the erosion of individual liberty. This is not merely a subjective opinion, but a fact that is borne out by decades of empirical research and historical evidence. One of the most comprehensive studies on the economic impact of socialism was conducted by the Heritage Foundation, a respected think tank. Their analysis, which examined the economic performance of socialist and non-socialist countries over a 30-year period, revealed a stark contrast. The study found that countries with greater economic freedom, as measured by factors such as property rights, business freedom, and labor freedom, consistently outperformed their socialist counterparts in terms of GDP growth, per capita income, and overall economic prosperity. The data is unequivocal: socialist economies, on average, grow at a significantly slower rate than market-oriented economies. This is not a mere coincidence but a direct consequence of the central planning, government control, and suppression of private enterprise that are the hallmarks of socialist systems. Consider the case of Venezuela, once a prosperous nation with vast oil reserves. After the socialist government of Hugo Chavez nationalized key industries and implemented a series of redistributionist policies, the country's economy plummeted into a deep and protracted crisis. Hyperinflation, shortages of basic goods, and a collapse in living standards have all been the result of the government's socialist experiment. The same pattern can be observed in other socialist or communist regimes, from the Soviet Union to North Korea. These countries have consistently demonstrated lower productivity, higher unemployment, and a general stagnation of economic growth when compared to their capitalist counterparts. The reasons for this are clear. When the means of production are controlled by the state, there is a lack of incentive for innovation, efficiency, and risk-taking, the vital drivers of economic progress. It is important to note that the evidence against socialist policies extends beyond macroeconomic indicators. A deeper analysis reveals the detrimental impact on individual liberty and personal freedom. In socialist systems, the government's role in controlling the economy often leads to the erosion of civil liberties, the suppression of dissent, and the concentration of power in the hands of a few elites. In my own experience, living under the oppressive regime of Nicolae Ceausescu's Romania, I witnessed firsthand the devastating consequences of state control. The government's interference in every aspect of life, from the allocation of resources to the censorship of information, crushed the entrepreneurial spirit and stifled the aspirations of the people. Dissent was met with harsh repression, and the basic freedoms we take for granted in Western democracies were severely curtailed. It is precisely this loss of individual liberty that makes socialist policies so dangerous. When the government wields absolute control over the economy, it inevitably encroaches on the personal freedoms of its citizens. The right to own property, the freedom of speech, and the ability to pursue one's own economic interests are all threatened by the centralization of power inherent in socialist systems. To those who may still harbor doubts or believe in the promises of socialist solutions, I would urge them to look beyond the rhetoric and consider the preponderance of evidence. The historical record is clear: wherever socialist policies have been implemented, the result has been economic stagnation, reduced living standards, and the erosion of individual liberty. As Californians, we must learn from the mistakes of the past and reject the siren call of socialist ideologies. The path forward lies not in the false promises of equality and social justice, but in the proven principles of free markets, limited government, and the protection of individual rights. Only by embracing these values can we ensure the continued prosperity and freedom of our state and our nation. It is my sincere hope that by presenting this evidence-based analysis, I can contribute to a more informed and rational discourse on the economic and social impact of socialist policies. The stakes are too high to allow the triumph of ideology over facts. The future of California, and indeed, the entire United States, depends on our ability to reject the falsehoods of socialism and embrace the transformative power of economic freedom.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Liberty and Democracy Podcast. We hope you found today's content interesting, intriguing, and useful. You're invited to join us again, as our podcast episodes are now published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. In the meanwhile, don't forget to stop by our website at www.libertarian.center or our Liberty and Democracy YouTube channel at bit.ly/democracyvideos.